BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, voting open with winner announced on November 26. BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-15T05:28:14.656Z, description colon vote now for the BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, with the winner announced on 26 November, Vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, meet the nominees, published, October 15, 2024, voting for the BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024 is open. Fans from across the world can vote for their favorite from the five-player shortlist of Barbara Bonda, Aidan Abonmadi, Naomi Jerma, Caroline Graham Hansen, Sophia Smith. The award was first given out in 2015, making this its 10th year. Voting closes at 9 o'clock GMT on Monday, October 28, 2024, and the winner will be announced on Tuesday, November 26 on BBC World Service and the BBC Sport website and app. The five contenders for the BBC World Service accolade were chosen by a panel of experts, including coaches, players, administrators and journalists. Below is the opportunity to cast your vote, and read more on the five contenders. Sorry, this vote cannot be loaded. In order to vote you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Barbara Bonda, this video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Barbara Bonda. Profile, age, 24. Country, Zambia. Club, Orlando Pride. Position, forward. Barbara Bonda was already a global superstar after the Tokyo Olympics in 2021 and 2023 World Cup, but her profile hit new heights when Orlando Pride paid Chinese club Shanghai Shengli $740,000, £581,000, to sign her in March. The second most expensive women's footballer, behind her Zambia teammate Rachel Kundanenji, Bonda has lived up to that status in the NWSL, America's top league. Despite joining Orlando Pride late in the NWSL regular season, the clinical striker has netted 13 goals and sits second in the league's scoring chart. Already the first female player to score successive hat-tricks at the Olympic Games, having done so in 2021, Bonda once again dazzled on that stage this summer. The Zambia captain scored 4 goals in Paris, including a first-half hat-trick against Australia, to become Africa's all-time top scorer in Olympic football history with 10 goals. Read Barbara Bonda's full profile, Aidan Abonmadi. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Aidan Abonmadi. Profile, age, 26. Country, Spain. Club, Barcelona. Position, midfielder. Aidan Abonmadi has once again found herself at the heart of success for both Barcelona and Spain. The creative playmaker won every possible trophy at club level as Barca secured a historic quadruple. Abonmadi scored a career-best 19 goals across all four competitions as Barca won a fifth straight league title, the Champions League, Supercopa, and Copa de la Reina. The 2023 Ballon d'Or winner netted the first goal in Barca's Champions League final triumph over Lyon and was named the competition's player of the season. And having helped Spain to lift their first World Cup trophy in 2023, Bonmati spearheaded their charge to the inaugural Nations League title in February with 4 goals, including one in their 2-0 win over France in final. Read Aidan Abonmati's full profile, Naomi Jerma. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Naomi Jerma. Profile, age, 24. Country, United States. Club, San Diego Wave. Position, defender. Defenders can often fly under the radar, but that's not the case for Naomi Jerma. Described as the best defender I have ever seen by United States head coach Emma Hayes, Jerma has impressed for both club and country. The 24-year-old, whose parents were both born in Ethiopia, made history in January when she was named the U.S. Women's Player of the Year, becoming the first defender to win the award. She played every minute in her nation's run to Olympic gold, and the center back, known for her composure on the ball and leadership qualities off it, was widely considered one of their most pivotal players during the tournament. The United States' triumph in Paris wrapped up a remarkable treble in 2024 after their success in the CONCACAF Gold Cup and She Believes Cup. There was similar success for Germa at club level as San Diego Wave secured the NWSL Shield and Challenge Cup. Read Naomi Germa's full profile, Caroline Graham Hansen. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Caroline Graham Hansen profile, age, 29 country, Norway club, Barcelona position, winger. Often considered one of the most underrated players in world football, Caroline Graham Hansen grabbed fans' attention with a stellar 2023-24 season. The crafty winger, who is known for dancing past defenders, has struggled with injury throughout her career but starred on all fronts for Barcelona over the past 12 months. As the Spanish side wrapped up a historic quadruple, Graham Hansen racked up an incredible 60 goal contributions in 40 games. She finished Liga F, which Barca won for the fifth straight time, as the Golden Boot winner with 21 goals. They often arrived at crucial moments, too, with her second-half strike against Chelsea ultimately taking Barcelona into the Champions League final, and a hat-trick against Levant in the final of the Supercopa. Read Caroline Graham Hansen's full profile, Sophia Smith. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Sophia Smith profile, age, 24 country, United States club, Portland Thorns position, forward. There are not many strikers who are more in form than Sophia Smith. The 24-year-old was a crucial cog in Emma Hayes' United States gold medal-winning machine, hitting the back of the net on three occasions at Paris 2024. The most important of those was an extra-time winner against Germany in the semi-finals, with Smith cool and composed enough to place a delicate chip over the goalkeeper. Smith also proved prolific in the Chevalier-Eves Cup, scoring two goals and converting her penalty in the shootout in the final against Canada to earn herself the tournament's most valuable player accolade. However, her hot goal-scoring form for the United States should have come as no surprise given her record at club level. With the Portland Thorns, Smith finished the 2023 regular season as the NWSL's Golden Boot winner on 11 goals, a tally she has already matched in 2024. Read Sophia Smith's full profile, read full terms and conditions here and the privacy notice here, related topics, football, women's football, top stories, Wood winner edges Nottingham Forest past Crystal Palace, we lost our local fans, we lost our beautiful stadium, we lost our city, published 15 hours ago, Van Dijkin talks with Liverpool about new deal, published 11 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumours about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Video: the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Who is the mysterious former waiter who bought Hollywood's legendary MGM/UA studio in 1990, who will run Rupert Murdoch's media empire in the future? The succession battle played out in a courtroom in the U.S. state of Nevada recently. David uncovers the hidden histories of two buildings, discover the lives of residents in London and Berlin during World War II. Elsewhere in sport, Rabada takes 300th test wicket, how does he compare? Benitez praises Fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool. Video: Benitez praises Fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool, penalty momentum killer for title hopes, Norris, slots more measured Liverpool pass biggest test yet, should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Video: should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner, Chiefs stay unbeaten after scrappy Super Bowl rematch, New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Video: New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Are exhibitions impacting tight tennis calendar? Bates and Devon's crowning moment in World Cup of Hope, Man City winner at Wolves a grey area, but what does law say? Stockholm Derby suspended after pyrotechnics thrown, Per Sahl makes NFL debut 50 days after being shot, do Arsenal have a red card problem, and could it cost them the title? The Black coaches leading Orlando Pride to success, which Premier League players have been surprise packages, desperate measures bring Pakistan a moment of salvation, never give up, Calafiori's journey from big injury to Premier League, from Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Home News Sport Business Innovation Culture Travel Earth Video Live, Terms of Use about the BBC Privacy Policy Cookies Accessibility Help Parental Guidance Contact the BBC Get Personalized Newsletters Why You Can Trust the BBC Advertise with Us, Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config__=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country="EngB and service="commercial../name../global navigation../comma/props――country../language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/service/colon/commercia